Good afternoon, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. We welcome you to reflection on this sixth Sunday after Pentecost, Proper 9, Year B. Our readings today are taken from 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. And 9 to 10, Psalm 48, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 2 to 10, and the Gospel of Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love. His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace because His Spirit is with us. We rejoice in hope because His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, we believe that you have called us here to bring the pain of our neighbors to the throne of grace, to offer the brokenness of your world, that healing may come on the earth, and to celebrate all that is good in life. For all good things come from the living God. Now send us out as witnesses to the love of the Father, the grace of the Son, and the renewing power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, when we come to worship, you call us to look in different directions. When we look up, to offer hymns of adoration and praise, in prayers and bless your name, you direct our gaze within, to the anger and selfishness there, and to the hurt and pain that our thoughtless words and deeds have brought to our neighbors. We know our need of your forgiveness. When we look within, you direct our eyes to the needs of your world and the brokenness of those around us. When we come bearing the needs of your world, you direct us to bring our thanks for what we have received. Lord, when we come, you meet us. And therefore we ask you to hold us and lift our eyes to see your glory. Amen. And our opening hymn, CPWI 528, Lord, speak to me that I may speak. We pray the collect for proper nine, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart and united to one another with pure affection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Called, Empowered, Sent. Called, Empowered, Sent. A brief study of the Bible reveals an important truth. This awesome God, whom we worship, who loves us and desires what is best for us, depends on us to act on God's behalf in the world. Jesus, the Son of God, had to become man for the salvation of humankind. Whenever God has a task to perform, God calls, empowers, and sends an individual whom God has chosen for the task. When God desired to liberate the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt, God called, empowered, and sent Moses. God said to Moses, "Come and I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. Moses went, and the task was completed with the help of God. In the first book of Samuel, when God, disappointed with Saul's disobedience and needed a new king for God's people, God sent the prophet Samuel to the house of Jesse to choose and anoint David, the shepherd boy, as king of Israel. David is called. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, David's ascension to the throne was a long and arduous one. Only after Saul's death, many years later, the people anointed David as their king. David became king of the southern tribe of Judah. 2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. However, God desired that God's people would become one strong, united nation. Therefore, when David, as king of Judah, met representatives from the northern tribes of Israel, they offered him their allegiance, because their king, Ishbala, had been assassinated. They acknowledged that when Saul was reigning as king, it was really David who acted as the king, because it was David who led out Israel and brought it back in. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 2. The people recognized that the Lord was with David. When he was anointed by Samuel, we are told, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. David is called, and David is empowered. God called David from the fields as a shepherd boy to become king of God's people. David's task was to unite the 12 tribes of Israel. In so doing, he established Jerusalem as the political and religious capital of the new united kingdom of Israel. David ruled as king over all Israel and Judah for 39 years, long enough for the nation to become established as a powerful nation, respected and in some cases feared by its neighbors. David, king of Israel, called, empowered, sent. In our gospel for today, from Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 13, Jesus, knowing that he would need persons to continue his ministry, called 12 to follow him, to be apostles, which means one who is sent out. These 12 would follow Jesus. They would learn from him. And in today's gospel, Jesus would send them out on their first mission. Jesus gave them very specific instructions. They were expected to rely on the hospitality of others. Therefore, they had to travel light. In Mark chapter 6, verses 8 and 9, he ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. They were to depend on others for food and shelter. They were therefore required to trust God to provide for their needs. Part of being sent is that God goes with you and will supply all your needs. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, if God so clothe the grass of the field, will he not much more clothe you? Matthew chapter 6, verses 28 and 30. The mission of the apostles was very successful. They proclaimed that the people should repent because the kingdom of God had arrived. Mark records they cast out many demons and anointed many with oil who were sick and cured them. The 12, called, empowered, sent. When Jesus completed his task of redemption of humankind, before he ascended to the Father, he gave his disciples the Great Commission. He said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. The disciples were called. They were empowered by the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, and they were sent out to make disciples. On that day, the day of Pentecost, they made 3,000 disciples. And Luke records in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 47, that day by day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The called, empowered, and sent disciples carried out their task so well that today, nearly 2,000 years later, We can claim to be disciples of Christ, members of the body of Christ, the church. Our epistle from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 2 to 10, reminds us that God called Saul of Tarsus as he was on the road to Damascus with the intent that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Acts chapter 9, verse 2. It was on the road to Damascus that Jesus called Saul. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And Saul asked, who are you, Lord? And the reply came, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do. Luke chapter 9, verses 4 to 6. Saul, unable to see, was led to the city, where he remained for 3 days without sight. Saul is called. Jesus called Ananias to go to Saul, saying to him, go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. Acts chapter 9, verse 15. When Ananias entered the house where Saul was staying, he laid his hands on Saul and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Acts chapter 9, verses 17 to 19. Saul is empowered. Luke tells us that after a period of time, he became increasingly more powerful and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Messiah. Acts chapter 9, verse 22. Saul called. Saul empowered. Saul sent. As the apostle to the Gentiles, Saul traveled hundreds of miles, preached in many cities and towns, convincing many that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And they followed Jesus. Today, God continues to call, empower, and send. We can be certain that in this time of the COVID-19 pandemic, God has many tasks to perform, and to quote the Methodist Covenant Service, some are more easy and honorable. Others are more difficult and disgraceful. Some are suitable to our inclinations and interests. Others are contrary to both. In some we may please Christ and please ourselves. But then there are others when we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. It is necessary, therefore, that we consider what it means to be servants of Christ. Unquote. As servants of Christ, we are called, empowered, and sent. As servants of Christ, we are called to some special task for God. in the services of commitment in the church, for example, baptism, confirmation, and ordination, when the candidates are faced with a challenging task, the response is, I will do so, the Lord being my helper. We acknowledge that we have been called to the task, whatever it is, and that God will be ever present to empower us for the completion of the task. For nothing is impossible with God. We can be certain that the gift of the Holy Spirit, which we received at our baptism, is still with us. Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 11, verse 29, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. The Holy Spirit that is with us is a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. God has placed us where we are today in these circumstances to do some special task for God. We have been called. We have been empowered. And so God is asking, whom shall I send? Who will do this task for me, for the benefit of my people? Let us pray that by the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit, we can answer with certainty, here I am, Lord. Send me. Amen. Let us pray. Give to your church, O God, a bold vision and a daring charity, a refreshed wisdom and a courteous understanding, that the eternal message of your Son may be acclaimed as the good news of the age, through him who makes all things new, even Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son came not to be ministered, but to minister, we beseech you to bless all those who follow in his steps and give themselves to the service of their fellow human beings. Endue them with wisdom, patience, and courage to strengthen the weak and raise up those who fall, that being inspired by your love, they may worthily minister in your name to the suffering, the friendless, and the needy, for the sake of him who laid down his life for us, the same your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Give to your church, O God, the grace to follow in the steps of Jesus, who came among us as one who serves. May it be ready in all the world to spend and to be sent in the service of the poor and the hungry, the sick and the ignorant. May it work with strength and suffer with courage for the liberation of the oppressed and the restoration of all, and the restoration to all of the dignity and freedom of those created in your image. Grant this, O Father, for the sake of the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Our hymn, CPWI 332, Lord, You Gave the Great Commission. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. Heavenly Father, fill us with your Holy Spirit, that through us your word may be spread throughout the nations. Use us to speak the truth about yourself, and give us confidence and courage to speak the words that give you honor. For those who are weak in faith, give them courage. For those who search for you, give them courage. For those who long to speak of you, give them courage. And may the Lord bless us and keep us. May Christ smile upon us and give us his grace. And may he unveil his face to us and give us his peace this day and always. Amen. We pray that you will have a spiritually rewarding week. Remember to obey the regulations and be safe.
Just as the Father sent me.